Nicole Spyridakis writes from San Francisco about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She has written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about what to make for the vegetarians and vegans at your Thanksgiving table. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bonnie.
You go to your parents for Thanksgiving.
I do.
So there is a turkey?
There is a turkey, but I don't eat it. And when I host dinner for myself, which I have done a lot in the past, I have mostly made it vegetarian because I'm a vegetarian. And to be honest with you, most of the people who come to dinner, they may miss the turkey like a little bit, but they're pretty happy with the stuff that I come up with.
Do you miss turkey?
You know, I don't. It smells delicious when it's roasting, but I've been a vegetarian now for almost 13 years. So I really love vegetables, and it's just kind of how I live now. So I don't miss it, no.
So for you, side dishes are the sort of star of the Thanksgiving table. What we meat eaters would call side dishes.
Right, exactly. Well, that's why I wanted to, for this piece, I tried to come up with recipes that are pretty substantial, not too heavy, but still, you know, filling, and that you could eat as a main dish for a vegetarian or a vegan.
Well, and as you point out, it's such a wonderful time of year for vegetables.
It is.
And Thanksgiving really is a harvest festival. So
it is.
Give us your top vegetables and what you do with them.
Well, I love squash, and especially now that we're getting into winter squash time. Pumpkins are a great way to really showcase some of fall's great produce because you actually use the pumpkin as your serving dish and part of the meal. And then I used carrots and parsnips and other root vegetables, which are coming in right now.
What about sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes, you can do so much with them besides, you know, just mashing them or even the old casserole that people do. You could do...
You don't put marshmallows on top of
them? Actually, marshmallows are not vegetarian, so I can't eat them anyway, but...
They're not?
No, because there's gelatin in them. So if you're very strict, you don't want to eat them.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention they're very sweet.
Well, what do you do with sweet potatoes?
Well, you could do a soup. I did not put a recipe in that, but it's pretty easy to find a good... simple sweet potato soup. You could do a sweet potato souffle, which is basically you could take a regular cheese souffle recipe, and then I would add, say, a cup of mashed sweet potatoes to your base. You could do a gratin of sweet potatoes. You could do many things.
Curry.
You probably do a curry.
I just ask because of all the holidays involving food, Thanksgiving seems to be the one where people really want sort of traditional things that they have year after year, and sweet potatoes seems to be one of them.
I think so, yes.
What about other so-called traditional Thanksgiving dishes? How do you deal with some of the other foods people would expect?
Well, we always have to have gravy, I think. That seems to be one of the things. Even if you're not eating the turkey, you want to put your gravy on your mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes are really easy to make vegetarian, I think. Most of the time they are anyway. So in this piece, I included a recipe for vegetarian gravy, which I actually think tastes pretty good. I actually really enjoy it. And for the last 5 years or so, I've been making it, even when there is a turkey and we don't have the turkey gravy, and people seem to like it pretty well.
What's in a vegetarian gravy?
It's really mushroom-based, which I think gives it a richness and a depth of flavor that meat can also give. So it's pretty much mushrooms and vegetable broth and onions, and cook it all down and puree it. And it's pretty good.
I just want to go back to mashed potatoes for a second. Mm-hmm. Why would mashed potatoes ever not be vegetarian?
Well, I've seen some recipes, like in Gourmet Magazine and things, where you know you can put some bacon in them, and that sounds very decadent and delicious.
But... Well, and I guess they're not vegan if you use butter or milk.
Right, but, you know, you can use plain soy milk instead of milk or margarine. You could just mash them with olive oil and maybe, or some truffle oil and salt, and that would be vegan.
What else do you do for vegans?
Well, it's pretty easy to adapt a lot of vegetarian recipes to be vegan. All the recipes I included with this article are vegan. So I put a mushroom galette, which is kind of a free-form mushroom pie. So instead of using a butter crust, I used olive oil, and I didn't use any cheese. But I really think at Thanksgiving, because there's so much food, you don't want to overdo it with all the heavy cream. I mean, we love it, but you want to feel okay the next day when you wake up, you know?
Well, often I think even at a turkey Thanksgiving, people load up on the, the vegetables. So this is just, what about green vegetables? What do you do there?
Well, usually just something pretty simple, maybe just some green beans sauteed with some carrots, with a little olive oil, maybe even some zucchini. Or you could roast some Brussels sprouts, which are also coming in right now. That's very simple. I always like to have some sort of a green.
How do you roast Brussels sprouts?
I cut them in half. I put them in an oven about 400 with some olive oil for about 15 minutes. And they turn really nice and crispy. They're delicious.
I guess you don't go the tofurkey route.
No, I've tried tofurkey once, and it's okay. It's just...
What is it, a blob of soy in the shape of a turkey?
Well, it's a little better than that. There's a lot of different fake meat products out there, and some of them are pretty good. So, you know, it kind of has somewhat of the similar texture to turkey. Of course, it's not the same, but it kind of has similar flavor. So it's not just plain tofu shaped like a turkey.
But it is shaped like a turkey.
You know, I think it is somewhat. So it all kind of depends on your taste. I think for me, I'm kind of like, well, if I'm not going to eat meat, then I would like to just load up on as many vegetables as possible and make a really hearty, you know, main dish. And that's why I also, with the I was talking about the pumpkin with the stew, I put chickpeas in it to give it some protein, because beans are a great source of protein for if you're not eating meat.
Okay, the important question, what do you make for dessert?
Pumpkin pie, of course. Pumpkin pie, and I make an apple pie usually.
Nicole, it sounds like a wonderful meal, and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and same to you.